Hi, Reed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dad?
I'm fine.
Kate.
Good.
All done.
Still know how to do this. Yep.
Nailed it.
I'm not even going to ask. We haven't recorded for like 6 months.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yep.
And we had all these, we were going to film an IMAX movie, make a 3-hour debut, or like do a music review.
Yeah.
Which we're still planning to do, or there's something else.
Was our last recording was the one after the year in review, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was February.
Okay. So that's 5 months. That's okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, 5 months, half a year. If we do 2 podcasts a year, there are plenty of podcasts that should be only twice a year.
Like what?
I'm not saying ours is one of them.
What podcast?
Oh, like bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
Not this one, but we'd be in fine company if we decided. No, we'd be in bad company. Okay, never mind.
yeah. Ira Glass film or records way more.
Right. But think of the production team he has.
That's true.
And think of the, like, that's his, like, he would starve if he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We're not going to starve.
Yeah.
If we don't record this podcast.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's it. So we're going to do a 10 questions because it was an easy way to get back on track.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very hard podcast to do. It's very tricky.
Right, yeah.
Not anyone could do this. Yeah.
The writing, the advanced planning.
We did do some advanced planning on this one because we meant to record it like 3 weeks ago. And then...
Right. And probably like 2 weeks before that. And
mm-hmm.
But also, we each had to write 10 questions. Did you write your 10 questions?
I did.
Me too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did it like, I finished it like half an hour before we met up. And then we had all the technical difficulties with the sound and then the other sound. And then now we're finally here. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm about to actually see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in real life.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Then we'll have all kinds of stories to tell on our podcast that we'll probably not record until October. Yeah.
We'll go, when was the last time we recorded an episode?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A while ago, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, episode 39, 10 questions. Would you like to go first?
Sure.
You want me to go first?
I can go first.
Great. I'm ready.
Well, now I have question to pick pick a question, which I want to do first.
Oh my gosh, you're supposed to like plan ahead. I numbered mine.
Oh, well, that's nice for you. First question. How do you describe your music taste?
My music taste?
Mm-hmm.
I try not to.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if someone like So I've started multiple like things where I'm in new classes or in new jobs or in places where you have to kind of like introduce yourself, and people are always like, well, what kind of music do you listen to? And I find that question really hard.
Yes.
So
I exactly.
Want, yeah.
Okay. So sometimes when I, yeah, this okay. So we only record 2 podcasts a year, so it's not I can say anything I want. No one will remember if I said it before. But sometimes I ask as an introduction question to people, what's the greatest piece of music composed in your mind to your sensibilities?
Mm.
And then I offer as an example Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to describe my music taste. But usually I'll say like, oh, and I went to this show. We got to see lots of concerts recently and through the summer. So
yeah.
Really like Tedeschi Trucks Band at the music festival and Trampled by Turtles. And I've kind of been back into some Ben Folds kicks lately.
Mm. I've been really listening to Ben Folds. I've been listening to a lot of Ben Folds recently too.
Yeah.
Or not a lot, but some.
new stuff or, well, he's like what era stuff or just?
I don't know era, but I've been really liking Landed a lot.
Yeah, I was just listening to that.
Yeah. I think also, not to get feelings on this podcast, so we don't talk about our feelings.
Yeah.
But Ben Folds singing reminds me a lot of your singing. So that's why I like him a lot, too.
I've had a few people say that recently.
Like, there's one thing that he does when he sings, like...
like strains and doesn't really hit the note, but you kind of... Yeah, that's totally...
Well, no, like, I mean, like, where he is, like, giving it his all to hit the high notes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that sounds like you're singing.
Yeah, 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 I know what you're talking about.
In a good way, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And also, like, when I sing along to those songs, like, I hear my voice sounding more like your voice now. And I like that.
Oh.
I guess that's what I was really trying to say.
Yeah, that's almost a feeling.
Yeah, but not. Okay. But not a feeling.
Mm, yeah. Keep it inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good talk. Let's move quickly. Okay. So I numbered all of my mine.
That's good.
But now I'm going to like break. Oh, shoot. This was number 10. But it's in line with what we were just saying. What's your summer music pick?
Summer music pick.
Yeah. Like, your tune, your album, your listening playlist of the summer. I was thinking of a song, but
yeah,
however you want to do it.
Well, I think like new release, it's not super new anymore. It's been a couple months, mm-hmm. but Noah Kahan's new album has mm-hmm. been on repeat a lot.
It's super long.
Yeah. Which is good. It's good for drives if you're driving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a long drive.
Yeah. I've also, so I work in a coffee shop, different coffee shop than when we last recorded a podcast.
Yeah.
But I'll play music there and Noah Kahan, he's like not inappropriate technically, but I think he swears too much for me mm. to be like, oh, I'll just play this while a bunch of children are coming in.
Right.
So I'll play a lot of like Lucy Dacus or Monrovia, which is like, I feel similar like vibes to, but
mm-hmm.
are a little bit more low key type of people. Or
right.
or Lake Street Dive, I'll also play a fair amount.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a, yeah.
And also because... Good. I think
good coffee shop.
Yeah. Because Lake Street Dive or Sammy Ray are really good because then like the people who autoplay after like one of their playlists is done, like they both have tour playlists on Apple Music, which is what the coffee shop uses. So like after that is done playing, then they will shuffle a lot of other good musicians. Like Brandi Carlile or Hozier or, you know, people like that, which I think is fun.
Yeah. So not the TikTok top 40. Do you kids still call it the top 40?
I don't know what that is. So no.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh. anyway, so a little off the mainstream, most popular stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like good coffee shop vibes.
Yeah. I've had one of my favorite regulars compliment it. So.
Mm. All right.
I'm happy with that.
Keep it up.
Thanks. Speaking of music, if you could name a bar or coffee shop or restaurant after a song, what would you choose?
Oh, gosh. That it feels like... coffee shop or I don't know. Like I don't think I can be thoughtful about this, but like if we're being clever, it could just be like Folsom Prison.
That'd be good.
Or yeah. Although maybe that would draw on the wrong clientele. Yeah, I feel like I just got a lot of dead air. But something like that. Something
yeah.
catchy, clever, play on word kind of thing. that I can't think of off the top of my head. Uh-huh.
That's good.
Yeah. If I think of something later, I'll just splurt it out.
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay. I've got to ask. So now my order is all, I guess you really did do the right thing by not predetermining the order.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather be sprayed by bear spray or use bear spray on a bear?
Well, both seem non-ideal.
Exactly.
I feel...
As you're thinking, I'll just... The inspiration for this was that...
Yeah.
We have a family member who counsels, runs camps, and there was an incident with bear spray and a six-year-old and the rest of the campers.
Yeah.
And we will not say anymore. It did not involve a bear, though.
Yeah. And everyone was okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they weren't happy about it.
Everyone is okay now.
Yeah.
Like, no one's in the hospital or...
Yeah. They were okay even that day.
They were bonded. Mm-hmm. So I think, well, I feel like either way, I'm going to feel the effects of bear spray a little bit. Because like, if I'm spraying bear spray at a bear, there's probably still some kickback or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also I feel bad for the bear.
Right. So you might as well just take it.
I guess so. And then maybe I can like control the environment a little bit. Of being like, because if there's a bear and I spray bear spray and say the wind is in the wrong direction or something, mm-hmm. there's still a bear while I'm dealing with bear spray in my face.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if there's no bear spray or if there's no bear, then I can just sit down.
Got it. Got it. Yeah.
Did you know I was, so in my criminal justice degree, there was this journalist who went to a prison to document like how guards were being trained. And there was this part where like they had to endure pepper spray. Like the guards were like,
oh,
you will have to use pepper spray on inmates at some point. So you have to know what it feels like and know how to endure it for when it comes back and hits you in the face.
So it wasn't like, you should feel some empathy for this thing.
That's not how
it was. You should feel empathy for others.
No, that's not how it was framed. It was like you will be using this on people in the course of your job.
So get used to it.
Yeah. I mean, this was a couple years ago now, so I could be miscommunicating it, but that's in my memory.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So the answer is clear. Spray yourself with bear spray and get ready for, you could work for ICE.
Nope. That's okay.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Okay.
My turn?
Your turn, right?
Yeah. What do you, in your opinion, is the dumbest invention of all time?
Oh, I feel like this is like on the top of my tongue. Like there's so many dumb things.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's funny because I'm looking around like
where is in it? Case you have it just lying around.
Yeah, like, oh, this is stupid. I use it all the time. Some fashion accessory. I'm not sure. Like this is like I feel like there's been something that's kind of akin to a fashion accessory, and I think why do we use those things like in the kind of. Arena genre of like high heels, those are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And although I admire people who like wear high heels and and pull that off, that's cool.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No. Maybe makeup. I don't know. I shouldn't judge.
Be curious.
I guess people like it. Yeah. Yeah. But stuff like that where you're like, oh, it's an extra thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes your life more difficult.
Right.
But
and yeah. expensive.
Yeah. But everyone, you do you.
Yeah.
But I wish you didn't have to do that. But who am I to say? But high heels look stupid. No, they don't. They don't actually look stupid. They look like they. It must be a real
pain.
That sounds like a hassle. Yeah,
it sounds like quite a hassle.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So another good bar name would be like Highway to Hell.
Oh, that'd be a good bar name.
Yeah.
There probably is at least one.
Seems like it. Yeah. Yeah. Or for or a restaurant. With like a music kind of grunge, or not grunge, but kind of like country or blues music scene. It mm-hmm. could be like a soup restaurant. It could be Folsom Prison Stews.
That's good. Cause then you're getting okay. a pun in there too, which is nice.
Exactly. That's, yeah, yeah. That's what I would, the kind of thing I would want.
Yeah.
We're going to be like a music named mm-hmm. themed bar or establishment.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for letting me
yeah.
remember that.
Yeah. I was going to ask it later, but now I'm glad I asked it earlier so you could think about it longer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough question. Yeah. We only ask really hard questions, I think.
Yeah.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah.
I forgot which question I hijacked. Oh, what's a hobby or practice that you'd like to take up or that you've set aside but would like to take up again?
I think a lot of creative things. Like I have musical instruments and I haven't
mm-hmm.
taken the time to play them a lot recently. Like my clarinet is just kind of sitting there, which makes me feel bad. Mm-hmm. Or like I have a guitar, but I don't really know how to play it.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. Nothing to do about that. But like, I haven't taken the time to like practice it. Cause also I haven't liked practicing music like basically ever in my life.
Yeah.
But
it's hard.
I know that's how you learn music or mm-hmm. learn anything. So
wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to see you do. I mean, music is always there. Instruments are always there, but
yeah,
it would be great to, I think that's a fulfilling thing.
Yeah. I also think
guitar is easier
mm-hmm.
compared to clarinet. Guitar is an easier thing to pick up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've heard, but it's also like, it's such a different instrument. Like,
yeah,
your hands are doing different things instead of working on one thing together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. I think also, like, I don't think my apartment would care because my walls are pretty decent, but I think I'm technically not supposed to have, like, play music. But right. It's okay. I know people do.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Your guitar would be fine.
Yeah, because I can play music on my stereo and I have an acoustic guitar, so one is going to be louder.
Yeah.
Objectively.
Yeah.
So
you should go down to the Cathedral Park and just play clarinet.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like kitty corner on the
I'll just walk outside
the bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. I just go stand in the middle of the bridge and play music.
That'd be a great place to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's my plans after
think about podcast. It. Okay.
Just go stand in the bridge.
Yeah. Or anyway, there's lots of places that you've got. Around your neighborhood.
Yeah. There's signs on the street corners for people learning how to play piano, like lessons offered for piano. I bet there's guitar lessons somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you can get a start with some guitar, just kind of picking.
Yeah.
But it takes a while to get your fingers strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's frustrating.
Yeah. My turn.
Ready.
What's the best book series of all time?
Best book series.
Because I think we've talked about books, individual books a lot, but book series.
Yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah. Oh, I just looked over and I saw the series of unfortunate events. I don't think that is it, but that's kind of a fun series and I have a nostalgia for that.
Yeah.
Harry Potter's kind of lost its luster.
Yeah.
But that was really fun to read at the time.
Like when it was coming out.
Yeah. And then the wonder that, you know, when you and Anna were younger and
yeah,
you're like, we're all excited about the books and they were so fun to read. And they like, mm-hmm. when we heard the audiobooks, like those audiobooks were so
really good. Audiobook.
Fantastic. Yeah. Jim Dale mm-hmm. was the narrator and did all the voices.
Yeah.
So that was really great. But I think, what I'll say is the Little House on the Prairie, not because it was like the greatest piece of literature, but because I was like Peter Pan sitting outside listening to mom read those to me. Or when she was reading Anne of Green Gables, like both of those.
I've wanted to reread really, really Anne of Green Gables. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of most is her reading those out loud.
Yeah.
Because I would read some of Little House on the Prairie, but she read all of
Anne
of Green Gables.
Because you read the, what's his name? The eventual husband.
The eventual husband?
Of like Laura, what? Like the wilder part of, like he has, it's like technically the last book in the series.
Oh, Alonzo.
Alonzo. Right. Yeah. I think you read his book.
Like, what was he like?
Little Farmer Boy or something like that.
Farmer Boy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you read that.
That was the worst of them. Yeah, that's the one I got to read.
I don't remember that one at all. This one's not very good.
Dad'll read it.
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah. No, I don't, it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they were like, I think the magic of those was that, like the hearing them read out loud. Like those were really good read alouds.
Yeah. I have like a core memory of those books when mom, they were like going to one of the, I think it was like a Christmas church service or something like that in the book. And they like the way it was edited or something like that, they like left out Carrie, like one of the sisters from the book.
Oh yeah.
And mom was just like she was reading out loud and then like she would just like be, where is Carrie? And like Anna and I were just there were like multiple cracking cases up.
Of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would be like, and everyone was there, and then they would list everyone and leave out like people. And it was very fun.
I heard there's a remake show or movie of the Laura Ingalls Wilder series.
Probably.
It could be I dreamed it, but I thought I saw some.
Probably. They're remaking
title.
Lots of stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I feel like I had a pretty good answer for that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
What Muppet do you best identify with? I feel like this is one of those personality quizzes, like learn if you're a Scooter or a Gonzo or a Kermit or a Miss Piggy.
I do love the Scooter. I do also, like Gonzo's whole story is like finding his people and finding his place, which I just think is very sweet.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if that's necessarily the same as my story, but I do like that about his story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I really like Grover of the Sesame Street Muppet Gang.
That counts.
Yeah. I think maybe.
Why Grover?
What?
Why Grover?
I think he's very, like, he's charismatic and also, like, trying to help everybody, but also is still humorous in his caring, in his generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's still comedic relief because, you know, he's for children, but yeah.
Yeah. But there's some genuine joy and empathy that he portrays.
Yeah.
I feel like you're about to say someone else too, but maybe I misread that.
Well, I'm trying to think of, there's so many Muppets. Yeah. Did you have someone in mind when you were asking the question?
For you?
Mm-hmm. Or just for you?
No. I've always related to Kermit.
Mm-hmm. Is mom Miss Piggy?
I wouldn't. I that's not for me to say. No, she's not like Miss Piggy.
No.
No. It's not the Kermit Miss Piggy relationship. It's the like mm-hmm. backstage of the Muppet Show. Like everything is just a disaster.
Yeah.
And he's got to kind of be the straight man and keep it together.
Mm-hmm.
Not that my life is like that, but I just relate to that.
Yeah. I do think like Scooter is like, he's probably the whole reason why the show gets going every night. Like he's doing all the behind the scenes work.
Sure.
And like not getting any credit. He probably yep. gets credit, but not really. Like the show, like the people in the audience of the Muppet Show don't probably know he's doing his thing.
Right.
I do also, I think like Rolf is similar to Gromit in a lot of ways. Or not Gromit, Grover.
Grover. Okay. Thought we were switching.
Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah, but Rolf is sage in his wisdom.
Yeah. I think the can't live with them, can't live without them.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that something better comes along. I think that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
There's
I think growing up, I always wanted to be Fozzie.
Yeah.
But I think Fozzie is he makes himself the butt of the jokes more often than he means to, which is kind of breaks my heart for him a little bit. But that's okay.
Yeah.
He's doing all right.
Right. I wouldn't bear spray him.
No.
That would be really sad.
Yeah.
Okay. Good discussion there.
Yeah. We were on similar wavelengths, it seems.
Oh.
What do you think is the most innovative Sesame Street character?
Innovative?
Yeah. Or we can expand it to all of the Muppets, too.
Well, no, I was... the innovative is like... that's an interesting word. I mean, I guess like people would say like some of these newfangled characters like Elmo.
Elmo's not new.
Yeah, he's totally new. He's brand new.
He's
brand new. I remember when he showed up. Or Zoe or other. I know that there have been like more representations, but I think Oscar.
I love Oscar.
So to like have someone who's like has a certain MO and people relate to accept him for who he is, but mm-hmm. also he bends in certain ways.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would think like, oh, let's make this Muppet come out of a trash can and be trashy and grumpy.
But he has a soft spot for Slimy. For his work.
Right. He's complicated. He's got layers.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like wonder where does he go? Like how deep is that trash can? It goes really, really far down.
Yeah. Cause sometimes he'll like be, it sounds like he's climbing up stuff or he's like Snoopy's doghouse where it seems.
Right. Or Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Carpet bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a, there's a lot of brilliance there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad I'm getting these all right. Three. Oh, what's the most annoying order at a coffee shop as a coffee shop employee? Not to throw any of your customers under the next bus.
No. I think it's not really what they order that's annoying.
Oh.
It's more of like how, like some people are just, they come in just wanting an argument or like not even an argument, but they just want to be right.
Oh.
So like when I'm, okay. So there's this one person who came in.
Okay.
And at this coffee shop I'm at.
Whose name we won't mention.
I don't know his name. but yeah.
Bob.
Probably. At this coffee shop I'm at, we do like traditional cappuccinos and stuff like that. So
good. I'd be ashamed if you did otherwise.
Yeah. So like a traditional cappuccino is going to be about 6 ounces with equal parts espresso, steamed milk and foam. So like 2 ounces of each, essentially.
Okay.
And like, we're also not going to, you know, get mad at people if they want to order it differently, because there's a lot of different ways that things have been described to people, or like, like coffee education is not like things that are traditional aren't as explained to people, especially in the United States, I think.
Yeah.
Because we have so many like places like Starbucks or Dutch Bros or, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But
7-Eleven.
Yeah. And so this guy came in, he was like, can I get a 12-ounce cappuccino, or like, give me a 12-ounce cappuccino. And so I was like, okay, like, do you want like a traditional cappuccino, which is going to be about 6 ounces, or I can do like the same ratio in a 12-ounce. So that would be an extra shot.
Right.
Basically.
Just double everything.
Just double everything. Or do you want like an extra foamy latte?
Yeah.
And he was like, I want a medium cappuccino. I'm like, okay. He kept doubling down on that. So I just made him a foamy latte and he didn't know the difference. So I think like, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with not knowing what you want, but I think not wanting to have the conversations or learn is tricky.
Yeah. This is the problem with America. Not enough coffee education.
Well, probably just not enough education or willingness to learn.
Yeah, I suppose.
But it's okay.
That's a really good example.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, my turn. What are you cooking recently?
Well, did you know our refrigerator like totally died?
You were saying you were getting a new one.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't a bonus refrigerator. It was like, oh, this one doesn't work. So all our food is spoiled and we'll need a new one. And so we got super fun. We got one just like the old one, except not broken.
That's a good feature.
Yeah. It was a really good feature. That's all to say, like, cooking has been challenged. But, okay. So two things. One is my go-to, it has been like make semi not cheap ramen and add miso, and then poach an egg over it. And if we've got good avocados, put avocados after it's done. And that's a good lunch.
Yeah.
But the other, a few days ago, Trader Joe's, you can get frozen ahi tuna pretty easy. So I'm just walking through like, oh, there's some ahi tuna, and then defrost it. And then I'll do some rare ahi tuna on the cast iron skillet.
Fancy.
With a little kind of a teriyaki, no, a soy sauce, not soy sauce, but a soy sesame sauce. And I made something with it the other day. There was rice and some arugula. Oh, and some avocado and some. So that's fun to make because it feels to me to be kind of exotic. But when you get it there at the store and then bring it home, like, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
If you just trust that rare is okay.
Sorry, there's ambulance sounds outside of my house. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh, no, I couldn't hear it. Oh,
okay, then never Maybe mind.
Come through in the recording. We can only hope.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's, I'm a fan of ahi tuna.
Yeah.
Because it feels, it's not too hard, but it feels kind of decadent.
Yeah, and you're fancy with Trader Joe's there now.
Yeah, it's the new big thing here in our town.
Yeah.
We're very excited about it. We keep finding the other things that we like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had some friends over last night. We kept gushing about, ooh, we like this at Trader Joe's, which is basically like, this is the conversation that 50-something-year-olds have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's kind of, sometimes 20-somethings have that conversation too.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. Okay. Speaking of good conversation topics. Are rocks alive?
No.
Okay.
Why? Wait. Are they?
Well, I didn't. I mean, not technically. I'm not trying to trick you with this or anything. I just thought, like, someone could, like, hug a rock and, like, oh, it's got its own essence that is somehow part of this universe, and I can feel its spirit or whatever.
Well, I don't personally believe in that kind of stuff. I think rocks have value. I don't think you have to be alive to have value.
Oh.
So if that's what you're meaning, then that's good. But I think, like, I haven't had a biology class in a while, but pretty sure rocks aren't alive.
Yeah. Not according to the biologists, but
what about according to the geologists?
Know? I'm sure the geologists would say they're not alive.
Yeah. What does a physicist have to say about it?
No, it's not alive.
Okay. So
yeah,
seems pretty conclusive then.
Yeah, but I've been reading some other stuff about, like, how do we, like, relate to the natural world, and what is its place, and if you keep calling it rather than they, then you're
it rather
cultural,
than we.
Yeah, there's some cultural traditions that would suggest you could do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe to say it's alive is overstated, but I don't know. But you're right, it's not alive.
Yeah. I do think, like, there's some, it's like jellyfish or something like that, that they don't use, like, they don't have a brain. So, like, that form of life it doesn't make sense to me, but it is technically still alive. So, like, where do you constitute living and not living?
Right. Or, like, bacteria.
Right.
Molds.
Right.
Fungi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Where do you draw these lines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good talk.
And do you need to draw the line?
There's a deep question. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on religion?
it's not a very pointed question. I asked you, like, spray bears or not, and you're like, give me a treatise on the philosophy of religion.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Nice.
You can have one. There's lots of choices.
Mm-hmm.
And don't force yours on someone else.
Yeah.
And most important, I would emphasize, don't make your religion the thing that overrules science, or your science the thing that overrules your religion.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some interplay there, but if you say you want to believe something, just believe it, and then don't mess up science by doing that.
Yeah.
There's my views.
Nice. I realized we had never really talked about that on the podcast, so.
Oh, good.
I thought I'd expand our audience.
Yeah.
There we go.
The religious right to, like, write in about our views.
Yeah, freedom of religion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you should have freedom of religion.
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of beliefs in right and wrong, which direction do you like to have the ceiling fan turn? I can see in the background you've got a ceiling fan.
I do.
And it's turning. And what I mean is you can flip the switch so it's turning so that the air flows up to the ceiling, or I think the tradition for most places to have it blow down to the floor.
Yeah, I think mine is having it blow down, which seems to
work.
You
stand under it. You stand under it and you feel a breeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I've actually tried flipping the switch. So I'm currently pro this direction, but...
Pro downdraft?
Yeah, but I might... What are the fans in your house?
So I've been turning, we got one in the bedroom and one in the living room. And I've turned both of them to blow up. And the reason in the bedroom, well, it's twofold. One, I don't like the air blowing down on me. And I think I like the circulation of the air hitting the ceiling and then kind of circulating around the walls. But also we had a humidifier because it's been really dry. And if I have the ceiling fan pull up, then the the mist of the humidifier gets drawn into the room instead of blown down to the floor.
So then you're not getting like rained on?
Well, just so it kind of disperses it better.
Mm, got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm excited for you to try it.
Yeah. Maybe next podcast in 6 months we can reassess.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good talk.
Yeah. This is good for a audio only podcast. How do you tie a tie?
Like, what's my preference? Like the double Windsor or the single Windsor?
I was asking
for advice, like how to do it.
Yeah. Well, I realized I didn't know how to do it. So
yeah,
I didn't know if you had any advice
I learned.
However you want to answer the question is also good.
Yeah. I learned one way and now I don't, like, I couldn't tell you how to do it. Okay. So that I'm like mimicking it. Like, okay. So I take the long end over the short end around. Okay. And you do a round and then I think this is double Windsor. And then I do one other wrap. So you go around and then an extra wrap around the loop that you've created and then around to make the front of the tie. And then you duck the tie down. And I think that's a double Windsor, but to be honest with you, I don't know that that's actually true. Here you're, hang on. My earbuds just died. So I'm swapping out. You can still hear me.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Nice. Yeah. Your sound changed for a second and I didn't know if it was just the mic, but
huh. Yeah. These earbuds, these are mom's old earbuds, and they she warned me that they would like die all of a sudden.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they're her old ones.
Yeah. She's got some nice new ones.
Nice. For her birthday?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Anyway, yeah. It's tying a tie is one of those things that it's like tying your shoes. Like once you know how to do it, you can do it, but
right.
It's a challenge to like explain it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. I didn't know how were going to answer that.
Yeah. Sorry. I couldn't give you like definitive father, son, like, oh, here's my great advice.
It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my turn.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you rather be a hummingbird or a blue whale?
Well, I only know how to be a mammal. So in that sense, blue whale. But also, I don't really like the ocean that much.
Mm.
So.
Neither do hummingbirds.
Yeah. I think being a hummingbird sounds safer.
Oh, interesting. Safer, like you would be safer or safer bet? Okay. Huh.
Yeah. I mean, there's cats and stuff, but other than that, I don't know if there's that many predators for specifically hummingbirds.
Mm. I'll have to send you, there's this essay by Brian Doyle.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of famous about the hummingbird and like how fast it has to move and how fast its heart beats and stuff. And it's like its metabolism is so fast. It's like it's always in danger of dying.
Hmm. That sounds good.
Yeah. But then it gets to fly around really fast.
Yeah. And its wings move in like an infinity kind of motion, which is why it can hover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Reed said, yeah, as I mimicked the hummingbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their eggs are the size of jelly beans, which is just cute.
Yeah, true. No eggs for blue whales.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But they're hovering in a sense.
Yeah. They can just kind of hang out.
Yeah. I do think
they disappear.
Yeah. They do have to hold their breath, which I think would be stressful.
Hmm. Maybe they think breathing is stressful.
Mm, probably.
I'm not trying to make this problematic. I'm just posing this.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to guess I'm closer in size to a hummingbird than I am to a blue whale.
Mm, that sounds right. It sounds like a good calculation to make.
Because blue whales are very big.
Yeah, it's a good description.
Yeah. But hummingbirds are very small.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Man, you're really nailing it.
I should be a nature podcaster.
Yeah. Yeah. The next David Attenborough.
Yeah. I think I'd be a hummingbird.
Okay. Now I want to look up the ratio of your size, like that rate for human to hummingbird versus blue whale to human ratio.
Yeah.
Huh. It might be close. Maybe this will go in the show notes.
Yeah.
Okay. Paging through here. I have one page.
Flip it super quick. Me. Yeah. I'm going to Google it. I'm probably only going to get an AI answer, so I don't know if that's going to be accurate.
Yeah. This is good podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking like for all of the comparisons?
I just Googled, am I closer in size to a blue whale or a hummingbird? Okay, so a blue whale is approximately 100 feet long.
Okay. And you're like, and let's I'm, say 5 feet.
Yeah, we can round down. So, I'm about 5 feet. So I'm 1/20th of a blue whale.
Yeah, good. Tall wise.
Tall, yeah. How tall?
Hummingbird is like yay big.
Yeah. 2 to 5 inches.
Okay. So let's say 4 inches.
So 4 inches.
And you're 60 inches?
Yeah, ish.
So 60 over 4 is 15?
Yeah. So I'm closer. Yeah, I'm closer to a hummingbird.
Okay. If you go by.
If you go by height only.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. This is.
Please email us at.
There's no other sounds. Podcast that will give you this kind of information.
Yeah. DearMouthSounds@gmail.com. Tell us how we're wrong.
Oh, we're so wrong in so many ways, I'm sure.
Yeah. Maybe the biologists who are going to also tell us that rocks are alive can.
Yeah. But if someone's telling us that rocks are alive, we're going to dismiss
them. Yeah. I don't know if they're credible.
They're hummingbird. Yeah. Okay. Good. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. Let's see. Why is car stuff so annoying?
Oh. Hey, did your windshield repair work?
Oh, it did. Yeah.
That's good.
I think so. I haven't checked it today. I haven't driven it all today, but yesterday it seemed good.
Nice. Like you can't tell that you had a rock chip now?
Yes. Yeah. I cannot That's tell. Great. I think I could clean up the spot a little bit better, but
mm-hmm.
It's fixed. So I don't really care.
Great.
For context to the listener, I had a rock chip in my windshield and then I fixed it myself.
Which I didn't even know you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. And you prompted me to like order my own kit so I'd have it in the car.
Yeah.
For a long road trip. So then I could fix a rock trip.
Yeah.
While I'm driving.
Well, probably not while you're driving. Yeah. It might not set properly.
You think so little of me. Could totally do it. Cars are like, it's like all of adulting.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this thing is going to break.
Yeah. I don't like that part.
And then you'll have to fix it.
Yeah.
In order for it to just nominally do the thing it's supposed to do that you've become reliant on.
Yeah.
And it's tricked you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your cars trick you into believing that they're going to run just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
they shut you down.
I wrote that question before the rock chip even happened. I was just like, I had the thing. Like I had to get my brakes replaced and get my battery replaced. And I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Now it's done. And hopefully now I don't have to think about my car for a while.
Yeah. But you just never know.
Yeah.
The refrigerator could break.
But I rent so that I don't have to
worry about that. Yeah. And this is a huge advantage of renting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like renting is the best thing ever, but renting, owning a house has all of those car ownership, downsides, but in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, cars are the epitome of adulting.
Because I also don't understand any of it.
Yeah, no one does anymore.
Yeah. But then I think I have to pretend to understand it a little bit when the car guy is telling me about it so that they right. don't, like, I don't know, do something like, shady.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they give you all the recommendations, like, mm-hmm. you're going to need all of these. You're going to need brakes and this belt and this air filter that you could have gotten at Amazon.
Yeah. And every time they're like, you need new air filters, it's going to cost you $80 for us to do it. And I'm like, that's right. okay. I'll get it for $15 on Amazon and do it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I know that.
Yeah. But then the cars themselves seem to be in on it because they hide mm-hmm. the air filter in this weird place inside the glove box.
Yeah.
And the car, the mechanic doesn't say, oh yeah, it's inside the glove box. They don't divulge that.
No, they don't show you the actual air filter. They show you a picture they took of the air filter and then they put it back right. in instead of shaking it out.
Back in the old days, I've been to like Jiffy Lubes or something like that, where they'd show me the air filter, they'd like bring it out. It's probably because it was before we had phones or before we had cameras.
Yeah, they couldn't take a picture.
They didn't exist. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. But just validating you, cars are just the essence of adult frustration. Mm-hmm.
This is a different question, but I didn't have it written down though, so it doesn't count. With your electric cars, does that mean you don't have to get oil changed too?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So we go in and rotate the tires, and sometimes I get new windshield wipers.
Nice.
So there's a lot less upkeep.
Yeah.
This is one of the unheralded pros of having an electric car.
That is nice.
Yeah. Something else will break, but.
Probably.
Yeah. But not yet.
Knock on wood.
Mm-hmm. We're on lithium batteries. Mm. Yeah. Okay, ready for your next question?
Yeah, penultimate question, I think.
That's right. Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
What's your dream vacation?
I would love to do, maybe not the most uplifting, but I would like to do do research beforehand and do kind of like a self-guided tour through Europe of the things that I studied in college for like my history of the Holocaust classes.
Oh, yeah.
So not the most technically fun, but yeah, I would like to see the things that I have read about.
Yeah. It's when you said not the most technically fun, like you could have just said not fun, but.
Yeah.
But interesting.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, when people ask, like, what's your favorite moment of history to study? Like, it's not my favorite because of the content, but I think it's very significantly culturally impactful and important to study because there's so many things to study within when you study genocide.
Right. Yeah.
Also, I would like to go see Hobbiton at some point in New Zealand.
New Zealand. Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be more fun.
Yeah. It's just a different vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be a really long flight, though.
I think your trip to your Europe idea is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah. I don't speak German or Polish or anything
besides English. Yeah.
I don't speak other things. Yeah.
You'd be all right.
I think I'd be okay. I have a phone.
Yeah. You could learn a few things.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this your last question?
I think so. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. What are you excited for?
I'm excited. We should be leaving Monday to hit the road and pull the camper and take the dog and see you and go camping. Go to the coast, just be away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So if all goes well, that's what I'm most immediately excited for.
Nice.
I'm sure there's bigger things I could be excited for, like reinstating democracy and
that's yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
But right now, if a vacation that isn't to Dachau, but it's,
yeah,
it's to like just having a break of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's other like extensions and long-term things, but I'll go with that.
Yeah. You're not bringing Gussie?
Nope.
Aw.
Because he'd hate it.
He would probably not like it very much. He doesn't like driving 10 minutes to the vet, so probably 12 hours would be a little bit much.
Yep. Yep. We would have to bring sedatives, and he'd get some too in order for us to all bear it.
I wonder if Nina would comfort him.
No, she wouldn't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Here's my last question. Really glad I saved a hard hitting one like this for last. Mm-hmm. So sandals, socks with sandals and shorts, or bare feet, but with pants.
Oh, socks with shorts.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me more.
I think, I live in Portland and grew up going camping. So I feel like socks with sandals in both places just work really well for the culture of both of those places. But pants with sandals kind of just look like maybe when you first wake up camping, but nothing else. Or like you couldn't find socks, so you can't wear actual shoes. They look like that.
Okay. Huh. Okay. I'm totally wearing sandals with pants.
Okay. What's mom going to think about that?
Actually, I've been wearing that quite a bit. And maybe the thing, because I've just been wearing pants more than so I don't wear shorts as much as I used to, and I'll wear pants, but I'll still wear sandals.
Mm.
And I guess maybe the difference in what we're thinking about is you're probably thinking of like Birkenstock.
Yeah. I'm thinking Birkenstock or Chaco.
Yeah. So I've got like kind of like Chaco, like,
like your minimalist.
Yeah. My minimalist sandals.
Barefoot.
Yeah. And I'll wear those with pants.
Hmm.
Not with jeans, not with slacks, but like hiking pants.
Yeah.
No good, huh?
I've done that to take the trash out.
Oh, okay.
But with Birkenstocks, I think.
Okay, yeah.
Or in college, like, because I lived in dorms all 4 years where I didn't have my own bathroom. And so like, that's what I'd wear to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty much what I wear all the time now.
I just like, I don't find anything wrong. I think maybe it's my generation is okay with it, but I don't find anything wrong with socks and sandals. I know some people find it abhorrent though, but
yeah,
I don't see the problem.
Okay. That's it. It's a great place to end the podcast. It was on that kind of like controversial note.
Yeah. You can also write in on your opinions on the sandals debacle.
Yeah. Yeah. How wrong we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. Wasted people's well over an hour of time.
If they're still listening. I don't know if anyone's still listening.
They might not be listening to the sandals question. It's a shame.
They probably tapped out at like question three.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of when we peaked, probably.
Probably. I don't even remember what question I asked then because I don't number my questions.
Yeah. Well, and I changed my order, so we'll have to re-listen to it. Okay. Well, this has been great.
Yeah.
Finally. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your cat's automated.
Oh, automatic. It's dinner time.
Yeah. But I closed the door so he can't get in.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's probably devastated.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. He broke through. I only had pushed the door closed.
So it wasn't latched. Okay, good.
All right. Okay.
Phew.
High drama. All right. It's been good talking to you, Reed.
Thanks. Yeah, good to talk to you too.
Yeah, and I get to see you soon. Until then and
after
and beyond. Yeah. Yeah. Keep your feelings inside.
Okay, I will. You too.
Okay, I will.
Good.
Okay.
Gussie, keep your feelings inside.
Yeah, he does not. That's for sure.
Good.
Okay.
He's allowed.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Bye.